At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you alongside Joel Nelson behind the glass, talking a lot of Steelers early on. Wanted to get into an early look at this Colts matchup, but we were disturbed in a good way. We have a trade. Yes, indeed. It's not draft time, but it is trade time. A little early Christmas present. The Steelers will receive safety Kyle Duggar from the New England Patriots for a sixth-round pick, addressing a need in the secondary due to the injury to Deshaun Elliott. It's an interesting trade. I'm not sure this is franchise-changing or anything like that. It's not going to be a remember-where-you-were-when-they-got-DK-Metcalf kind of thing, but got to be honest, I feel a little bit better about this than I do Chuck Clark, Jabril Peppers, Juan Thornhill taking meaningful reps, or at least helping them out a little bit. We'll see how the Steelers align their secondary, but Kyle Duggar is not a practice squad player. He's not quite a Pro Bowler either. He lost his starting job in New England, and that's how he kind of became expendable. But he is a fairly consistent NFL player. In 6 years, has played 81 games, 69 of them starts, has 9 career interceptions, 2 that he's run back for a touchdown. He's forced 3 fumbles, recovered 2. It's 3.5 sacks. He's made plenty of tackles. He's had some productive seasons. In 2023, started all 17 games, finished with 109 combined tackles, 71 solo stops. Definitely somebody that can give you a split in the secondary, and I think that tells us a little bit about how they think about Deshaun Elliott's injury. Again, not surprised. You saw what I saw. The knee hyperextended, doesn't look great. I'm not a doctor, but that looked pretty ugly. And also, they were working out 2 defensive backs, 2 safeties today, Von Bell and Eddie Jackson. I guess that didn't go terribly well, but the Steelers got some defensive depth. I think some people were clamoring for them to add depth closer to the trade deadline, maybe in a form that was bigger than Kyle Duggar. But again, they're not giving up much here. A sixth-round pick, so what? You're addressing a need. There's clearly a deficiency. I mean, maybe, I don't know. This is hard for me to wrap my head around because of the communication issues, but at the same time, you have to make the deal. You have to give your guys an opportunity, and what they've gotten out of that position isn't much, but you've gotten somebody who's made NFL starts, and he's probably a cut above Jabril Peppers, Juan Thornhill, Chuck Clark at the moment. And so you bring him in, you see what he can do, and you didn't give up all that much to do it. It also still keeps wide receiver in play. You hear about the Steelers kind of sniffing around guys. Obviously, there's been interest there for a number of years. By the way, Mike Tomlin shot that down today. Valdez-Scantling is not coming in, at least not now. Maybe eventually. We'll see. I think they want to see a little bit more out of Roman Wilson, and I don't blame them. Maybe they could see one more game. Roman Wilson, 4 for 74 and a touchdown against the Packers. I thought he looked really good. It still worries me counting on him for meaningful reps down the stretch. I would like to see them get a little deeper at wide receiver. But for the time being, Kyle Duggar, somebody who hits quite a bit, has, until this year, made a habit out of making some plays in the backfield. In 2024, finished with 8 tackles for a loss, had 6 the year before that. In 2023, really was brought a lot, finished with 5 quarterback hits, had 1.5 sacks. So, I mean, you know, without having watched him a ton, there's a little bit of Deshaun Elliott to his game. You're going to need somebody in run support. You're going to need somebody to cover tight ends, and we'll see if Kyle Duggar can do it. I've certainly felt worse about trades, just sort of scanning through this myself as we got word, you know, only a couple minutes ago that this was happening. He has allowed a pretty high completion percentage over the years. When targeted this season, it's granted only been 6 times, he's allowed 83% to be completed. Year before that, 76%. Year before that, 69%. So teams have had some success targeting him in pass coverage, but he has been able to support the run in a pretty decent way, and the Steelers need that. They'll need that this week with Jonathan Taylor coming to Acrisure Stadium. And that's actually more of what I wanted to talk about in this segment, is just what a gigantic challenge these Colts are. And I know my perspective looking at it, I've continued to think that these guys are going to turn into a pumpkin, that the Colts can't possibly be real. And I've given that up. I think they are real. I think they've got a very good scheme. I think they've got some players who are set up to succeed. I think we're seeing how much the construction of an offense matters to a young quarterback. Daniel Jones looked horrible with the Giants, and all of a sudden, he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league. It's crazy. If you look at some of his numbers, he's completing 71.2% of his passes. Career average yards per attempt is at 6.7. This season, he's up to 8.5. His passer rating, 109.5. Daniel Bleepin' Jones has a passer rating of almost 110. It's been very, very good. Shane Steichen, the coach there, somebody that Mike Tomlin praised up and down for the balance with his run-pass scheme, how he's been able to put people in position to make plays, what the offensive line has done, a steady group of pass catchers. I wouldn't say they're elite. You know, it's not Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, but they've got some dudes. You know, chief among them is a familiar name in Tyler Warren from Penn State. But the player that the Steelers are going to have to worry the most about is the guy carrying the ball. I'm not sure anybody in football is doing it better than Jonathan Taylor. He's averaging basically 107 yards per game, basically 6 yards per carry. Way up, of course. On Sunday, he was outstanding, 153 yards and 2 touchdowns on just 12 carries, averaging 13 yards a touch. It's pretty good.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In 2021, Jonathan Taylor had almost 2,000 yards. And we're seeing that type of him today. And it is very much a bell cow situation. They don't really use anybody else. But that's going to be the key to stopping the Colts. Stop Jonathan Taylor. This is the toughest challenge the Steelers will have in run defense, without a doubt. One thing that, this is a Tomlinism, but the strength of the pack is the pack. Wide receiver-wise, they don't really have one guy they go to a lot. Michael Pittman, you know, more of a possession type. Alec Pierce, kind of a deep threat, has a very high yards per reception average, but they'll spread it around quite a bit. Read this today. Six Colts have at least 145 yards receiving. Five are over the 200-yard mark. For a little bit of context, DK Metcalf is the only Steeler who has eclipsed the 200-yard mark in terms of receiving. So they're throwing it more than the Steelers, a lot more, and they're spreading the ball around quite a bit, which, again, if you think about their secondary and the problems they've had keeping track of people, maybe that is an issue. We will find out. The defense can be had. And maybe this is the kind of situation where, and I know people have thrown this out there, something they'd like to see the Steelers do and try to win more of a shootout style, and maybe that's the way they go. I kind of doubt it. I feel like that's the antithesis of everything Mike Tomlin thinks about throughout the course of his day. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying it's an unlikely idea. I'm not sure the Steelers are built to outscore teams like the Colts are built to outscore many people. That's not saying their offense is bad. It's not. I think the offense has, by and large, been pretty effective and about what we have expected to see out of the Steelers. But it's tough to say it's a weapon. The Colts, they're in the bottom third of the NFL. They give up about 345 yards per game. They do have a lot of interceptions, so that's something they could be looking to pick off Aaron Rodgers, get some turnovers there. But the defense certainly is doable. The all-time series, the Steelers do lead at 27-8. Colts have won the past two. That includes a 27-24 victory at Lucas Oil Stadium last year. That was the one where Mike Tomlin famously wanted to try to keep Joe Flacco on the sideline. Joe Flacco living rent-free in Mike Tomlin's mind. Bit concerning. The Colts have not won in Pittsburgh since 2008. Another little nugget to keep in mind. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, provided trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can listen to The Fan Evening Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you check us out there. World Series, Game 4. It starts in, I don't know, about 30 minutes, something like that. Let's hope this is not another seven-hour marathon. I don't know if I have that in me tonight. Think, what was the time of game last night, Joel? 6 hours, 39 minutes, is that right?
Started at like 8 or 8.05, right, and got done at 2.30, I guess.
It was later than 2.30, I know that. I think it was about 3.30.
3.30.
Something like
so
that.
So if that started at 8 o'clock, went to 3.30.
Well, I mean, that's a 7.5-hour game. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, yeah, I got to check the math. I'm embarrassed by my performance last night.
Two full games, essentially, because it went to the bottom of the 18th. So,
just wild. Just wild. I want to talk about that. Is that a good thing? What was my story for watching it? What was your story for watching it? What was Joel's story for watching it? He and I were going back and forth. There's also a weird link between the two 18... Actually, there's two weird links between the two 18-inning games in World Series history. The one I knew about, I'll bet you the one you didn't know about, it's really, really, really strange. I'll tell you about it when we come back. It's Fan Evening Show Baseball Talk next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.